Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a couple of announcements. Tomorrow night, June 19th at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern, George Eisman, a registered dietitian and author, speaker, will be talking about diet and cancer, not only some of the dietary patterns that lead to cancer, but the importance of diet and the right diet for avoiding recurrence or aiding in recovery. And then the last course to begin for summer semester at the Institute starts after the 4th of July the following week, and it's called Business Training for Health Professionals. So if you've always wanted to learn how to make or maintain a profitable business in whatever aspect of the healthcare business you're in, this is the class for you. Information, 614-841-7700. So, for today's message, according to a study in the Annals of Surgical Oncology, the fitness level of a cancer patient may have more to do with patient survival than tumor size or age. Researchers at the University of Michigan looked at 101 patients being treated for stage 3 melanoma. They evaluated core muscle density and determined that patients who had experienced sarcopenia or loss of muscle mass experienced higher rates of cancer recurrence. For every 10 units of decreased muscle density, there was a 28% increase in the risk of cancer recurrence. Additionally, those patients who were deemed frail had more complications from their surgeries than those who were stronger and were also more likely to have metastasized cancer than stronger patients. Another advertisement for getting fit. There's so many benefits to this. It's the hardest thing to get people to do is to get them to exercise and get their bodies in great shape. But in addition to faring better, if you, God forbid, become ill, you're less likely to become ill. You're more likely to age gracefully, maintain independence and strength and agility and balance and coordination, et cetera, et cetera. So, of course, as it pertains to cancer, the best option is to avoid getting cancer in the first place, and diet and exercise and lifestyle choices are the best tools for protecting yourself. But evidence is showing that diet and lifestyle are keys to improve survival odds if you are diagnosed with cancer or anything else for that matter. So it's important to make good decisions about treatment options where cancer is concerned. That's why I tell every cancer patient they should get a Moss report at cancerdecisions.com. But it is also imperative to, if you haven't already done so, adopt that program of dietary excellence and optimal habits, including exercise, as part of the treatment plan. Building a strong body decreases the severity of the cancer, increases the chances of survival, and significantly decreases the chances of recurrence. That is all for now. Have a great day.